Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. A filament hangs on, a solar storm lifts off, plus we have a coronal hole and a spotless sun. Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week continues to amble along. As we switch to our front side sun, you can see we have two bright regions that have rotated into Earth view. But unfortunately, as time has gone on, these regions have fizzled quite a bit, so they're barely visible anymore. We are at a spotless sun, and I'm sorry to say the solar flux is not doing all that well. Now, we also had a solar storm launch on the 21st. It was kind of a complicated solar storm launch, and part of it is Earth-directed. NOAA has done a prediction model run for it, and it looks like this storm may graze Earth right around the 27th, but we're not expecting all that much. We were hoping this dark filament would actually lift off, but it has managed to hang on. That would have been a really good solar storm, but doesn't look like much there. Now, also, we have a coronal hole that's going to be rotating into the Earth strike zone here in the next couple days, and it could be sending us some fast wind in about 3, maybe 4 days from now, but we're not really expecting all that much from it either. And unfortunately, all of this is not good story when it comes to field day for you amateur radio operators and emergency responders. Now, as we switch to our far side sun, this is Stereo A, and it's looking at the sun pretty much from the side. You can see those few bright regions rotating off the stereo's west limb. Those are the bright regions that fizzled out in Earth view, and sadly there's not a lot behind it. We see a little bit in the north and in the south, but the northern region, bright region on the east limb, kind of fizzled out. Now we have a bright region on the southern limb. Well, we'll see what happens when it rotates into view, but sorry to say, as far as field day is concerned for you amateur radio operators and emergency responders, it looks like the solar flux on Earth's day side is going to stay in the poor range. Switching to our prediction model, ENLIL. Now, this is NASA's version of the model, and we're looking down at the sun's north pole, and Earth is over here to the right. And you can see that wispy solar storm launching off to the west of Earth. As a matter of fact, it's so weak, it almost looks like a ripple in the water as it launches off. And you can see it also kind of grazing Earth off to the west there. It looks like the graze is going to be somewhere late on the 26th into the 27th, but we're not expecting much in terms of an impact. So if it gives us any ruckus at all, it'll be very, very weak, and it will be enhanced by a fast wind stream that comes afterwards, but it probably won't be enough to cause a lot of aurora, even at high latitudes. Switching to our moon, we are now coming out of the new moon on our way to a first quarter, and by the 28th, the moon will be about 50% illuminated. So, you night sky watchers, you're going to have to check your local rise and set times. Switching to our solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are anticipating that somewhat Earth-directed solar storm to graze us around the 27th, but it's just going to be a glancing blow, so we're not really expecting all that much. Plus, we do have a little bit of fast solar wind that's going to be a bit of a chaser after this solar storm. So at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting unsettled conditions with up to about a 15% chance of a minor storm, especially in through the weekend. Now, mid-latitudes, we're only expecting normal to unsettled conditions with up to about a 10% chance of active conditions, maybe on the 27th, and then also again maybe on the 29th or somewhere in there as that fast wind begins to catch up with all of this, and it only if that solar storm gives us any kind of disturbance whatsoever. So overall, things are going to be pretty quiet this week. A high latitude aurora photographers, you might get a chance for something, but don't expect all that much other than fleeting shows for aurora. Switching to our solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, we are having a spotless sun again, folks. There was a couple bright regions on the Earth-facing disk, but they have pretty much fizzled. And so that means everything is in the green for big flares. We have no risk for radio blackouts, and this should make GPS users on Earth's day side very happy. Unfortunately, it also means the solar flux is back in the high 60s, and that means poor radio propagation on Earth's day side. Wonderful, just in time for field day. I know that's a problem, but you're just going to have to deal with it. And sadly, it looks like this is going to continue easily throughout this week and maybe even longer, because even on the sun's far side, we're really not seeing much of a chance of reprieve. So amateur radio operators and emergency responders, We're not quite out of solar minimum yet, are we? We're trying, but solar cycle 25 sure is starting awfully slow. Now, also, because we are still dealing with solar minimum conditions, well, the cosmic ray flux is a bit higher than it normally would be. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high altitudes and high latitudes, you are in the moderate range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week, while not altogether totally quiet, the activity is pretty subdued. We do have kind of a wispy solar storm that looks like it's partly Earth-directed, but it looks like it's only going to give us a glancing blow right around the 27th. And then that's going to be followed by a little bit of fast wind from a small coronal hole, but that's not going to give us all that much either. So starting around the 27th and in through the weekend, it looks like we could get a little bit of disturbance, but aurora photographers, even at high latitudes, you may not get much in terms of aurora because these are pretty weak storms. Now, also, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, I know field day is here and you want to be prepared and you're hoping so much to get some decent radio propagation on Earth's dayside, but great. The sun is not cooperating. It's giving us a spotless sun, and now the solar flux is sitting in the high 60s. This means poor radio propagation on Earth's dayside, and I'm sorry, it's definitely going to go over through field day, so I know I'm not your favorite person right now. Sorry about that. Now, the only people who should be cheering are GPS users, because right now with that low solar flux and not a lot of solar storming going on, GPS reception pretty much all over the globe should be top-notch. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.